that goes so beautifully with where we're going to go tonight in the Word of God. Let's take this time to dismiss the children. Yes, on their way. All right, if you're joining that group, don't run like my kids. Just walk. Yeah, there we go. Good job. All right, well, it's Wednesday night. Hard to believe we're already here on Wednesday night. And thank you for all of you who have been here night after night. And I certainly value that and appreciate that. And I trust the Lord is blessing you in that reality from the Word of God as you're just hearing it message after message preached. And certainly just thankful for the opportunity, the privilege to preach the Word of God. And was thankful last night for the opportunity just to have a room full of people to just preach the gospel. And I told Pastor afterward, there's just, it's good to just preach the gospel. And so we're praying that the Lord will use that in hearts that need to respond to the truth of the gospel and realize that sometimes we are, we're planting seeds. And I love harvest time. But I realize that there are times that we are watering and planting. And God used that recently. We had a preacher at our home church, and he was just sharing. He shared a story of 80 years of a woman that he had the opportunity to touch late in those 80 years, but an 80-year journey from the first time she had someone share the gospel to the day that she trusted Christ. And to realize God was on the move throughout that entire time. And his little portion, he got to be part of the harvest moment. But he knew this wasn't just, this has been God working for a long time. And never underestimate the opportunities you have. You feel like, I don't see anything happening. Keep trusting. Keep believing. Keep opening your mouth. Keep seeking to be used of God. And you have no idea what fruit that may bring forth in the days ahead. Let's take our Bibles tonight and go to Matthew chapter 11, if you would. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 11. One of the blessings of traveling like we do and being in places all over the country is getting to meet a lot of new people. That's a blessing in one way. It's from my personality standpoint, that's not a blessing because I'm not extroverted at all. I'm very introverted. Meeting new people is not my personality strength. But the Lord helps in that. And once I know the people, then I'm good. It's fine. You know, it's all right. It's just that initial getting to know people that sometimes I feel like, I'm just not good at this. And but we've gotten to know many people in different places around the country. And I could list off several people who have essentially said, hey, anytime you're passing through, you just stop. And we'd love to have you. If you need a place to park, you need a place to have a meal, a place to spend the night, you just let us know. We'd love to have you. It's an open invitation anytime where we're here for you. And I appreciate people like that. And that's certainly a blessing to have friends like that all over the place. An open invitation. Well, here in this passage of Scripture, we find an open invitation. An open invitation, not from some person, just you know anybody, but an open invitation from the one who loves our soul so desperately, from the one who gave himself for us, as we looked at last night. And honestly, the message tonight is so simple. There's part of me that feels like, am I really doing my job? Because it's so simple, it's so basic. But yet, I believe it is the simplicity that is the power of this invitation. And look with me, if you would. You're familiar with these verses, no doubt. Verse number 28 of Matthew chapter 11. And Jesus says here to his disciples, he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Two times in this invitation, Jesus extends this offer of rest. Rest for your soul. And certainly there's a reality that rest for our soul, the peace that we have when we know for sure that we're a child of God, that we have eternal life. When we come to that place of salvation, there's a peace. We don't have to wonder about our eternal destiny. That certainly is a reality. There's a rest that comes in that. Praise God for that. And, but as well, for even for us as believers, there's another other areas of rest where we need that rest, that peace that Jesus can provide as we walk through the realities of life that we face. And my purpose tonight really is to simply encourage you that no matter what your need is tonight, the answer is the same. Just come to Jesus. But no matter what your need is tonight, the answer is the same. Just come to Jesus. I told you, it's so simple. I'm probably not doing my job. Just come to Jesus. An open invitation. Come. Come to me. Let's pray together. Lord, would you help us in these moments as we open your word? Would you help us to see your heart for us? Lord, not only would you help us to see your heart, would you help us to see and grasp hold of what it means to come to you for every need. To find you the answer for every need. Lord, we are fickle people. We enjoy novelty and run from this to that to that. And Lord, would you bring us to the simplicity of the Christian life that you intended, a life of simply coming to you. So help us tonight. I need your grace to proclaim your heart, your invitation here as it ought to be proclaimed. And Lord, I pray you'd meet the need of hearts here tonight. And I ask this in your name. As Jesus extends this invitation, he begins really by speaking to the pressing need. If you're taking notes, that's my first point, the pressing need. Who is it that he extends this invitation to? He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Well, those words definitely have some pictures probably that for you, for me at least, they bring to mind. They probably do for you, so some images in our mind, but what is he saying? What are the kind of people that he's saying? Here's the invitation for. He says this invitation is for those who are laboring, for those who are weary. That word labor has the idea of laboring to that place of weariness, of being exhausted. And I realize as I interact with Christian people, believers who love the Lord and are serving the Lord and in ministry where there's a lot of things going on and we've got a lot of life going on as well, and just the pressures of life and careers and families and relationships, that it can be, doesn't take a lot for us to get to a place where we are spiritually just exhausted. Now, physically exhausted for sure too. And some of you say, I'm there right now. This is Wednesday night of a revival meeting week. I'm tired. I'm going to bed at my normal time. The physical weariness is a very real thing, and I think that would certainly fit in what Jesus is, in who he's addressing here, the physically weary. But I think even more than that, those who are spiritually weary, who you've spent, you've given, you've poured out, and in reality, you just feel in some ways just exhausted. You feel like, I've given, I don't know if I have anything else left to give. And pastor or Pastor Matt comes along and says, hey, could you help with this? And you feel like, I don't know if I've got anything left to give. I'm feeling worn down. I feel like I've burned the candles at both ends. I've just been pressed down, and boy, I'm just feeling exhausted. I'm weary. I'm tired. I felt the burden, the pressures of life. I'm exhausted. Those who are weary, those who've labored to that place of weariness, and it says, and those who are heavy laden. Heavy laden, those who are struggling beneath burdens. Struggling beneath burdens. And maybe not burdens you've placed upon yourself, though perhaps burdens you've placed upon yourself. But you're carrying weight through life, and those burdens, boy, they've gotten you a place where you are feeling absolutely worn down, depleted. Yeah, I'm here, but boy, I feel like I'm just barely hanging on. Could be burdens of sin and failure. Well, you've walked through life and there's areas where you're just defeated and you know it. You're defeated and looking at that filth and you feel like, I've tried fighting this and I've tried fighting and I feel like such a failure all the time. Or you feel like, man, I know I should be a gospel witness, and I'm not at all. I'm ashamed of Jesus Christ. I feel like I'm just an absolute failure. And you're bearing, you're weighed down by the burden of, boy, how you just don't feel like you measure up to what a Christian's supposed to be. And you're feeling that burden of sin, and there certainly is a reality of, boy, the way of the transgressor is hard. And so when we live a life and we're harboring sin in our life, we're not willing to take the steps to deal with that, and we're holding things in secret and trying to keep things hidden and try to look good and not letting it, you know, manifest out to our family or our spouse or in the church, or we're just trying to keep this thing. Well, can I tell you, that is a burden to bear. And some of you bear that burden. You're trying to keep the image look polished while the inside's gone rotten, and you feel like, I don't know if I can keep doing this much longer. The burden of sin and failure, you're just struggling with it. Could be the burdens of life. The cares, the difficulties, the challenges, those financial things that you're facing, the pressures, the health difficulties that you're facing that are hindering you, that are making it hard to take the next step forward, and you're just, boy, it's a real life burden. That person that you love that is struggling and you really want to reach into their life and you're trying to figure out, how can I help them? How can I try to help them take the step they need to take? But I don't even know how to do that. I don't know what I could do. But you're feeling the weight, that burden. The people you're trying to minister, perhaps to disciple, to reach with the gospel, and you're feeling like, boy, I feel like I'm pouring in and I'm not seeing much progress, and this is challenging. You're feeling the burden, just the burdens of life. Some of you are in the throes of parenting, like I am. And there's times you feel like, wow, today was a good day, but that's like once every couple of weeks. And you feel the reality of, boy, I'm just, how do I teach these children to obey, but not just obey, How do I instill in them a love for God and a desire to do what's right and to pursue Jesus? And boy, how do I nurture them? And you feel the weight and the burden of the responsibility that God's given to you in that realm of life. Perhaps some of you are caring for an aging parent. And boy, it's getting difficult. The challenges that come with that, just the fatigue. And the boy, how do we navigate this when it's just, well, this hardship and this thing, and it's not just that I have to take the doctor's appointment, it's just that it disrupts everything about life. You're feeling that. There's the burdens of life where we struggle, we get to a place of, I'm just trying to take the next step forward, and what do I do? And this is challenging. Could be the burdens of trying to live the Christian life. I'm like, boy, I know I should be doing good. I shouldn't be struggling with this thing, but I am. But so I'm just going to trying to do this thing. Trying to overcome this bad habit. I'm trying to be faithful here in this area. I'm trying to do what I should do here. But boy, I'm trying, and I'm just not making progress. This Christian life thing is hard. This is challenging. I mean, it's a struggle to do right. Well, I read some of those stories about, you know, those Christian heroes of the past, and boy, it makes it sound so easy, but for me, it's hard. Growing in my love for the Word of God, growing in my prayer life, man, prayer, that is hard. It feels like a burden. And we feel those burdens of life, and so we struggle through, and I think there's a lot of us as believers, and if you feel this way, listen, you are not alone. There's a lot of believers who come and they sit in the pew and we smile and we say, how are you doing today? And I says, oh, it's good. I'm good. Big fat liar. You're struggling. You're wrestling inside. You're feeling like, I'm just barely hanging on. Maybe you're honest enough to say, well, I'm here at least. How are you doing? Well, I'm here. Feel the burdens pressed down, the pressing need. These are the people Jesus is speaking to. Those who are in that place saying, listen, I'm worn down, I'm burdened,
I've got things I don't know how to overcome. I don't know how to take the next step forward. I don't know what to do in this situation. I feel like I'm bound by this thing. I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to press on.
And Jesus says, I've got an invitation for you. Come to me. You see, the simple invitation. That's my second point, the simple invitation. Come unto me. Come to me. So, well, how do I live the Christian life? Come to me. How do I find victory over these, over the sins that just plague me, the things I can't seem to get over? Come to me. How do I find the wisdom, the strength I need to go through this next difficult day? Come to me. I think it's beautiful that he says, come to me. He didn't say, run to me. He didn't say, man, get here. Come on. Move faster. Why are you going so slow? He just says, come. One commentator said, so often in my weariness, I can't run. I can only stumble to him or crawl to him. But that's okay. He just said, come any way you can. Listen, friends, Jesus isn't looking for perfection tonight. Jesus isn't saying, listen, get your act together. And then, man, I'm here for you. He doesn't say, well, once you figure this thing out, then, hey, stop by. No, he says, when you don't have it all figured out, come to me. Just come. You say, well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I can, if I'm really working. He says, no, just come. Just come. And he says, come to me. And I think that's important for us. He didn't say, come and hear my teaching. He didn't say, come and listen to what I have to say. He just simply said, come to me. He didn't say, come and see my miracles. No, he said, come to me. You see, realize, we get off in the Christian life when we forget that it's all about a relationship with a person. And it's so easy for us because, well, so much of what how God communicates with us is through this Word of God, which, from a human standpoint, is a book. Words on a page that we read, and so we can easily turn our Christianity into, well, there's something I need to understand. And it's true, we need to understand truth, but we have to realize that this is a living book that reveals a living person that you can truly know, not just as facts, but a person. And when Jesus says, come to me, he's saying, come to me as a person. Simply says, come to me. He didn't even say, go to church. He didn't say, listen to a sermon. He didn't say, go get some counseling. He didn't say, read this book. No, he just said, come to me. I wonder, friend, when's the last time that you, in those moments when you didn't know what to do, you're overwhelmed, you're feeling pressed down, you're feeling burdened, and you don't know how to take the next step. You don't know how you're going to make it through the next day, and you simply just said, Jesus, I don't even know what all this means, but Jesus, I'm coming to you. I need you. I need you. I don't know how to do it any better than to simply say, Jesus, I'm coming to you. Would you meet me in this moment? And I tell you, we have a wonderful Savior who is ready to meet us in those moments. Well, we think we got to pull it together. We think we got to figure it out. We think we got to know what is the step. And he says, here's the step. Come to me. Come to me. And he says, if we come to him, we'll find out that he is meek and lowly. He's gentle. And he's lowly, he's humble, he's an ordinary person. Oh yes, he's divine, he's the Son of God. But he says, hey listen, I'm a bottom shelf kind of God that meets you in your need. I think we don't understand the heart of our God. We think of Him as oftentimes as someone that we have to impress, we have to attain to something, we have to measure up to something in order to please Him, in order to know Him and have fellowship with Him. And He says, no. Just come to Me. I'm ready to receive you. Just like when we got saved, we didn't have to earn our salvation. We came to Him as a sinner who could do nothing to earn our salvation. And it was a free gift of grace. And He's saying right here, listen, feeling pressed down, feeling burdened, feeling like I don't know how I'm going to go on, just come to Me freely. Freely. If you're a child of God, He's made the way by His blood for you to enter boldly in to find mercy and grace to help in time of need. Just come to Me. I think we probably, if we were the ones giving this invitation, we'd probably give it a little bit differently. We were trying to invite people to church. Hey, we want to fill the pews. We probably wouldn't send out an invitation and say, all right, everyone who's worn out, exhausted, and just feels spiritually absolutely destitute, burdened down, we'll allow you to come to church. Just come here. That's what we want. No, I'm not thinking, we got enough of those people here already. Man, bring somebody that can help us here. That's not usually the invitation we give, right? Yeah, bring the depressed people. We want the depressed people here, the discouraged people, the people feeling down, the people in despair because of divorce or disease or death. Bring those people. That's the invitation Jesus gives. Because he's kind. Humble, and He has a heart. We look through the Gospels, read it. Who is it that Jesus gravitates to? The people everyone else says, ignore them. You push them away. We don't need those. Those are the people Jesus says, oh, this is where I'm going. The women. The woman that had to come to the well at a different time from everybody else because she was such an outcast. She says, let's rearrange the schedule because I got a meeting. I got to make sure I'm there when she's there. That's who Jesus wants. That's who Jesus is calling for. And if we made the invitation, we'd be like, hey, bring me the happy people. You know, let's have a celebration together. Let's lift each other's spirits. All right. Hey, everybody with money, you guys come to us. We could use that. Come on. Bring the wealthy here. That's not the heart of Jesus. The personal invitation that Jesus extends, saying, listen, really burdened down, I want you coming to Me. I want to know you in your depression, in your despair, in your weakness, in your failure. He says, I want to know you. You're the one I want close to Me. You're the one I want near Me. And I think on that point, we could certainly all realize, boy, what is our heart towards people and reaching people? And maybe we need to recalibrate who it is that we gravitate towards. Maybe we need to get a little bit of the heart of Jesus instead of feeling like, oh, those people, let's keep them. No, okay, these are the very people that Jesus has intense love for. Maybe we need to have that recalibration of our heart. That's not so much my burden tonight in preaching the message, but certainly an application we can make. But it's trying to help us see that, listen, Jesus is calling and He's simply saying, hey, listen, you got a need in your life? Just come to Me. Doesn't matter how broken you feel. Just come to Me. Listen, that child's rebelling. You don't know what to do. Come to Me. that financial difficulty is just, or the stress of it, trying to navigate and figure out how you're going to get through this, it's just wearing you down. He says, come to me. Come to me. That difficult situation at work, where the stress and the tension is there, and you're trying to figure out, how do I navigate this as a Christian and yet not just be a pushover? Okay, what do I do? He says, come to me. And what's his promise to those who come to him? He says, come to me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That word rest has the idea of refreshment, of revival. Literally, the way it's phrased, he's saying, come and let me rest you. See, it's not that we're going to come and find something called rest. We're going to come and experience a person of rest who's Jesus. And as we interact with Jesus and he touches our life, we find rest, even in the midst of the strain and the difficulty of life. You can walk through those challenges, and yes, it can be challenging. But you can have rest. You can have rest. We'll simply heed his invitation. Come to me. Come to me. You say, well, what does that even mean? Like, what does that look like? How do I come to him? That's not the point, to figure out what is the formula to come to Jesus. Oh, what? Just come to him. How do you come to another friend? Man, I've got to need my life. That simple. But we don't treat Jesus like he's that real. There's a theology we have to follow through on how we, you know, talk. He wants to be your friend who rests you, who gives you refreshment, who revives your heart in the midst of the challenges and the burdens of life. Back in the month of August, we were home for a little while, and as we were home, some things cropped up with our youngest daughter, Tali, and she began to have a skin issue that was just very aggressive and very, very dramatic. We eventually figured out something called scalded skin syndrome, which essentially started as like a little blister that popped, like exploded, and then spread rapidly all over her body, very painful. It was a very challenging time. And a couple of our other kids got it as well, but she got it. It was one of the ones who got it the worst. And of course, we're trying to figure out treatment, working with our doctor. We didn't realize what it was at first, and we're trying to work through those things. And she's had reaction to antibiotics in the past, different ones. So we're trying to navigate all of this and the challenge of all of that. And we're watching our little 1-year-old suffer and trying to just figure out. And can I tell you, it was a challenging time. The stress, the burden of that, and trying to, I mean, literally to try to help, you know, soothe some of the pain and get some healing. We'd have to, you know, treat the sores that were there. It was just extremely painful for her, and she just, again, she couldn't communicate with us. You don't know what's going through her mind. It was very, very difficult. And there were some other stresses that again came as a result of that. I'm not going to go into the details, but some of the most scary moments of our life. As we had to navigate through things, and praise the Lord, she's all healed and better, and all of those things, and it's no problem now. And I tell you, for a month of time, even a little beyond that, we were burdened down. I mean, just by the cares of life and the stresses of all of that. And it's one thing to suffer yourself, and you parents understand what I mean when I say this. It's a whole other thing to watch your children suffer. And during that time, we had to really, just physically exhausted, emotionally exhausted, and just the nature of how things were, spiritually exhausted in some ways as well. And we had to grab hold of this reality, simply coming to Jesus. Can I tell you that in in the midst of the difficulty and the challenge, we did find the reality of what Jesus says when he says, come to me and you will find rest. It doesn't mean that all of the difficulties disappeared and went away, but in the midst of the challenges, there was rest. Can I tell you, the Lord gave us in those days some very sweet, I don't know, illumination of his word. And things that as we just came alive, we understood realities of the heart of God like we never had before. And it gave rest, refreshment to us in the midst of the challenges and the difficulties. This is what Jesus wants for all of us. It doesn't make all of our problems just all of a sudden disappear when we come to Jesus. But we find that in the midst of those challenges that God is allowing us to walk through, he gives us real rest. By his work. He's simply saying, listen, just come to me. I don't know what you're facing tonight, friend. I don't know. I don't have any clue. But I do know this, that no matter what your need is, the answer is the same. Just come to me, Jesus says. Come to me. Need victory? Jesus says, come to me. Need encouragement? Jesus says, come to me. You need some hope? Come to me. Simple invitation. Thirdly, here I want you to see the new relationship. We come to Jesus. How does this, what happens? What does he do? What does he promise? He says, you'll find rest. He says, I'll give you rest. I will rest you. But then notice verse 29. This is wed together. In this invitation, he says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. There it is. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. You see, those stresses, the burden, the pressures, they're still there. But he says it becomes different. There's a new relationship going. He's saying, I want you to come and take my yoke upon you. As he said. He says, you need to yoke up with Jesus Christ. Now, this is a picture we don't, at least most of us, we've never actually probably seen in real life. We've probably heard, okay, yeah, way back in the day, the yoke of oxen and these kind of things. But very few of us, because we live in a modern context, have actually seen that in reality. But he's saying, listen, I want you to come, and I want you to get in the yoke. So they would have that beam that would go across the neck of two oxen and the circular, whatever parts they call those, there's a name for it, I can't remember it, I'm sorry. Little thing that goes, you know, underneath their necks to hold them in. And saying, listen, I'm in one side of the yoke, I want you to get in the other. And my understanding is that when they would do this, they would take oftentimes, if they had a younger ox, they would take and they would put them together in a yoke with an older one, with a stronger one. And as they begin to go, there's a lot of learning that's happening of that younger one learning from the older one, which we'll see in just a moment. But as well, you have a strong, seasoned ox and this frisky young one who's still figuring out how to coordinate all his muscles, right? And Jesus said, listen, I want you to come and I want you to be in that yoke with me. And he says, let me bear the weight of the yoke. I'm not going to say that you're just along for the ride, but he says, I'm going to bear the weight. That's why he says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Why? Well, the burden didn't change. Oh, but the one carrying it did. The one pulling the load did. When we come and we say, Jesus, all right, I'm willing. I'm going to wed myself to you. I'm coming to you and I'm not going to leave that place. I'm staying with you. Jesus says, all right, I'll bear the load. That's why you find rest. Yeah, you're still walking through the same challenges, the same difficulties, but now Jesus is the one bearing the load. Now Jesus is the one bearing that weight, bearing that burden when you yoke up with him. I wonder if you learned that reality of the Christian life. Come to me and simply yoke up with Jesus. And he says, come, yoke, take my yoke upon you, and learn of me. Learn of me. Now, my understanding is that young oxen would often, you know, try to say, hey, we want to go this way. And the seasoned ox knows, this is the way we're going. And so initially, there's a lot of struggle. Man, no, what, over here, no, oh, no, wait, over here, oh, what over there, squirrel, what, whatever, you know. And oftentimes, that's where we're at in the Christian life. If we come to that place, we realize, no, I need to be with Jesus, but yet we're constantly, over here, oh, over there, oh, yeah, come over here. Jesus, no, if you'll come and if you'll live this life of coming to me, of yoking up with me, of surrendering yourself to me, staying close to me as a person, he says, listen, I'll lead you in the next step. I'll teach you how to take that next step when you don't know what to take. I'll teach you how to walk through that fire that right now you think there's no way to walk through that fire. He says, learn of me. Awesome privilege for us. That Jesus himself is saying, listen, I want to be your personal tutor in how to live the Christian life. How we like to read help books, right? Devotional books and all this. And I'm thankful for those. I'm blessed and helped by those as well. But you know what? I wonder what we miss because we don't simply come to Jesus and say, Jesus, I want you to teach me how to live. Jesus, I'm surrendered to you. And Jesus will use those things. He'll use the preaching of the Word of God. He'll use devotional times of the Word. He'll use books and he'll use the encouragement of other people. He'll use all those things. But you know when he uses those most deeply in our life, when we realize, Jesus, I'm coming to you and I'm listening for your voice. And we hear the voice of God through the preached Word. And we hear the voice of Jesus through that loving brother or sister in Christ who comes along and encourages us. We hear the voice of Jesus through our spouses. They just remind us of the goodness of God. He says, come and learn of me. Let him lead in each step. Boy, it's quite a contrast, isn't it? Labor and heavy laden versus easy and light. Yet so often we live the labor and heavy burden part, don't we? When Jesus has an open invitation, he says, hey, easy and light. Easy and light. That's my heart for you. That's what I'm offering to you. That's my invitation to you. But we say, well, yeah, but I want to live this life over here, so I'm going to bear this burden. Even though it's heavy. Because we're not willing to submit in this new relationship. We're not willing to come to Jesus and say, all right, Jesus, I'm here, I'm coming to you, and I need whatever you're going to give. I tell you, if you're feeling the burden, if it's heavy, and it's not the burden that Jesus is talking about. We haven't yoked up with him. We're not letting him lead us. We haven't come to him as he's invited us to. Oh, no matter what your need is, the answer is the same. Just come to Jesus. Is that too simple? Is that too simple? Dane Ortlund in his book, Gentle and Lowly, which I believe some have read here. I think you maybe did in a Sunday school class. He says this towards the beginning of the book, if I remember correctly. He says, go to him. All that means is open yourself up to him. Let him love you. The Christian life boils down to two steps. Here they are. Step number one, go to Jesus. Step number two, see step number one. And I know it just seems like, man, this is just, that seems so, it's too simple. My experience tells me that it can't be that simple. Life is a complicated thing. Yeah, life is a complicated thing.
That's why I'm so glad that Jesus made it so simple and just said, come to me. Come to me.
Listen, friends, Jesus truly is all that we need. Oh, it seems so cliche. Maybe that's because we don't actually live it out. We don't actually believe it, and so we don't actually experience it, and so we think it can't be that simple. But today there's an open invitation. Jesus so simply says, come to me. Come to me. What burden are you facing? You feeling exhausted? Heavy laden? You feel like, no, I've been bearing this burden for a long time. Hear the voice of your sweet Savior today. Just come to me. Come to me. And find rest. Say, listen, we need revival. We need revival. Yeah, we do. So come to me. Come to me. Find that refreshment from above. Are we willing tonight? Humble ourselves. Submit to that new relationship. Just come to him and say, Lord, I want to yoke up with you. Teach me. Teach me how to take that next step. Lord, teach me how to let you bear the load. I don't know what all it means, but Jesus, I'm coming to you. I want whatever that means. We have a loving Savior who is willing to meet you there every single time. Come to me. Come to me. Let's bow our heads to prayer. Not new truth to us here tonight. I wonder who tonight would say, Brother Mueller, I'm feeling those burdens, and I needed this tonight. A reminder, I just need to simply come to Jesus. You lift your hand and say, that's me, Brother Mueller. I need friend, don't let it just be an ethereal concept. Take a concrete step to come to Jesus. Cry out to him. Call upon him. Cast yourself on him, and you'll find that he will give you rest. Lord, would you help all my brothers and sisters here tonight? Embrace the simplicity of coming to you. Lord, if there are some who have just felt defeated by sin for so long, Lord, would you help them today to see the freedom that will come? You'll simply come to you and yoke up with you, let you teach them to lead them on that journey to freedom. Lord, for those who are bearing just the burdens of life, oh Lord, help them in the midst of the burden to not walk away from you, but to cling to you, to come to you. Thank you for your good promise that we'll find rest. I ask this in your name. Amen. Let's stand to our feet.